you were a multimillionaire and you were to quit tomorrow and start all over again, could you do it? Would you know what levers to pull, the decisions to make, and the things that would need to happen to make you a millionaire again? Well, we're talking about that exactly today. And the story of this guy, Mike Black, who sold everything, went homeless to prove that he could become a millionaire in 1 year's time. A millionaire who quit and left everything behind to do it all over again. That's the topic for today's show. Welcome, everybody. My name is Blake Benz. I'm the host of the Good Advice Podcast, and I appreciate you tuning in today. We got a lot to talk about. There's a lot to talk about that's been going on in the business world. We got this story with Mike Black. We have the news that the federal government has just banned non-compete agreements, and we have the news that what has been signed into law as of today is a ban of TikTok, giving them a 9 to 12 month period to divest themselves of their Chinese ownership, lest be banned in the U.S. entirely. So many things to talk about. It's hard to pick one, but we're going to be digging into this story about Mike Black today and a little bit about what happened there. Stay tuned. Before we dive in, we got a quick word from one of the amazing businesses that sponsor the podcast. Of course, if you enjoy the podcast, what the heck are you waiting on? Click the subscribe or follow button and feel free to throw us a cup of coffee at our Patreon at patreon.com/goodadvice. Or if you're a business and you want to advertise on the show, you can always reach out blake@goodadvicecoaching.com. We'll be right back. See you soon. We talk to all sorts of business owners on the podcast, and one of the most common trends is business owners who just, for whatever reason, didn't fit in the corporate environment. A lot of entrepreneurs are seeking something, they're seeking an answer, and they're trying to figure out the simple question of, how do I fit in the world? And more importantly, is there a way to make a living that doesn't involve the traditional 9-to-5 job? One of the biggest pieces of advice that I give to entrepreneurs is, hey, you got to learn about who you are, what drives you, your motivation. That's why I want to tell you about this book, Your Turning Point, 33 Questions for Transformation. I love the impact I've been able to make through Good Advice and the Good Advice Podcast, but that would not have been doable without taking an honest assessment of who I was today and who I wanted to be tomorrow. Go to the website, the33questions.com, and get yourself a copy of Your Turning Point by Stephen J. Blank, and let's continue on this road for transformation together. Again, the website is the33questions.com, where you can buy your book today.
Oh man, this story from Mike Black, a gentleman who was a millionaire and decided a little short of a year ago that he was going to engage in this social experiment. He was going to sell everything he had, quit his business, quit all the stuff, and effectively go homeless to prove that with his deep business acumen or what have you, that he could become a millionaire again in 1 year's time. Now, I think the plan for this whole thing was to document it, to put it on YouTube, to grow his following in that regard, and I don't know, maybe one day sell a book. Now, I don't actually, there's been so many articles that have been put out about this guy, so many things that have been said about this guy. I don't know the full story. And I say that in the sense of like reading some of the things that happened, it was hard to find an article that wasn't sensational. Like there was one detail that his dad was diagnosed with cancer. And then there was a quote from Mike Black that was like, I know my dad would want me to keep going, which I'm sure that's what happened. I'm not saying this, that didn't happen, but it, you know, it's kind of like your cliche classic, like, you know, I'm going to press on for, you know, what have you. And even saying this, I feel bad. I don't want to make light of this guy's situation or again, make it seem like this is intentionally sensational. So, bottom line, let's talk about the facts, and then I want to talk about what this means for you in your business. What does it mean for your growth moving forward? What does it mean for what's next for you? If you've been in business for a while and you're not a millionaire yet, are you doing something wrong? I want to talk about all those things today. One quick thing before we get into this conversation, if you love podcasting, you might be interested in the new business we started called Podcastable. It's the best place to teach you how to not just grow a podcast, but also turn your podcast content into pretty amazing social media content, whether that's for Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, or YouTube. We're the experts in helping you create that content for you. You can go to getpodcastable.com if you want to know more. So let's dive into this. Let's talk about our friend Mike Black and what happened. So the facts of the matter are this. He sells everything, goes homeless. There is a period of getting a small break, which leads to another break. One of these breaks, by the way, was someone who owned an RV who I think felt sorry for him, who said, you know, hey, you can crash in my RV. I'll give you a free place to stay. And a lot of this story, by the way, has been talked about in light of what opportunities exist for homeless people. And I think this is a fair conversation. I think as a society, as people who, you know, we live in a world where there are extreme hardships that people face. I think that's an important conversation. It's not today's conversation. The bottom line is, after 9 months, Mike Black quit this social experiment. And after that time, the amount of money he had made, it wasn't $1 million. It wasn't $500,000. It wasn't $250,000. It was not even $100 million. He made about $60,000. Now, $60,000 in 9 months, 9 or 10 months, that's nothing to be ashamed of. That's actually a pretty impressive number. If I talk to someone who is a brand new entrepreneur and they wanted to quit their job and go start a business, I would say to them, hey, you've done pretty well for yourself. You likely replaced your salary, just guessing by like the average salary in America, which actually may nowadays even be higher than that. I have no idea. So $60,000 is nothing to sneeze at. There's nothing wrong with $60,000. But I do think this is an insight about what the path to success looks like and how long it takes to be successful. I think one of the biggest challenges with social media is the abbreviated timeline. It's people who tell the 10-year overnight success story. I've mentioned this story on the podcast before, but I had a guy that I knew, didn't personally know him, but I had engaged with him, had worked with this guy in a different aspect. And he talked about his digital marketing company and how successful it had been. And the way he told the story about it was, you know, he had this idea, this light bulb moment. And before he knew it, within a few short months, he had become a millionaire. And now what he was doing was helping people replicate that success. It's the story of most digital marketers, people who found this genius insight, this amazing thing, and they're willing to sell it to you and teach you how to do it for a not always very small fee, sometimes a fairly large fee. Well, going back to my friend, this gentleman that I knew, it was always interesting to me the way he framed the story of discovering something and then being successful with it, but leaving out the detail of the Facebook group that he had managed and curated and built up from the ground up over a period of 10 years. 10 years of working on this thing, growing this thing, being diligent about this thing. And none of that was mentioned in the story because, frankly, 10 years is not the most, it's not the sexiest number. It's not a really exciting number to throw out to people. You know, when I talk to brand new business owners and they ask the question, you know, how long till I make this amount of money, which I always try to reframe that and say, okay, well, let's not necessarily talk about how long to X amount. Let's be realistic here. Let's be realistic on what success might look like for you in the next 12 months. And a lot of that conversation, I think the timing is different for everyone. It's based on how long you've been in the industry, how well you know the industry. I can almost always point to people who don't know an industry, they just like the industry because it's supposed to be very lucrative, as examples of what not to do in the world of entrepreneurship. So there's no guarantees about how much money you're going to make, but I do try to really help people understand that it takes longer than you think it will, and it's going to cost you more than you think it will. I was talking to a guy on the phone the other day. He was talking about his business, and he was like, yeah, I got $50,000 ready in startup cash. And my immediate thought was, I didn't say this to him, but I was thinking, you would think that would last. Like, that's a good startup seed money for the next 2 or 3 years. You'd be amazed how fast that can go. You'd be amazed how fast you can spend money when you're trying to grow your business. And worse off, if you're very green, like I was when I started my business, you'll have a number of people who are vying for your dollar, who will make all sorts of claims, promises, assurances, and what have you about how they're going to grow your business. And yet many of those things often don't go anywhere. So again, you have this guy, a millionaire, who leaves his millionaire job, leaves his business, and says, I could do it over again. And after 9 months, he makes 60K. Now, this isn't a implication that this person isn't skilled, that they aren't talented. I mean, if they're running a million-dollar business, there's probably some things they really understand well when it comes to whatever it is they sold to their customers to get them in that place in the first place. So they obviously know quite a bit about business, otherwise they likely wouldn't be a million-dollar business owner. And yet, this person couldn't even make it to six figures, couldn't even make it to 100K. Again, it's. I don't think there's anything to be said about that person in particular. I think it reminds us that the journey of success is, the path of success is so much longer than we think it is. And here's the thing. If you over-rely on social media, if you use social media as your measuring stick of where you are in your progress, you are setting yourself up to be endlessly disappointed, ashamed of yourself, and angry about where you are today in your business. I have known people to not just lie about their progress, but to highly inflate where they are in their business, because it feels good to look successful. It feels good for other people to admire us. And so what people do then is, you know, they tell the story of the massive success they've had, when really, you know, they've been grueling, and I mean, it's been exhausting. I think I told this story also before of this woman I worked with, who on her social media, she had talked all about all these sales and these amazing wins she had. And then we finally sat down to work together and we looked at her revenue, and she hadn't made a sale in almost a year. And I was like, well, I'm so confused, because what I'm seeing here is so different from the person you've described yourself to be. So understand something. Becoming successful, if you've been looking for the silver bullet, if you've been paying for the silver bullet, you can know you're a sucker. I don't say that harshly. I don't say that to be mean. But I'm letting you know that there is no silver bullet. There is no hack. There is no shortcut. There is a lot of luck, you know, and showing up consistently to be in the right time, the right place when that lucky moment hits. You know, it's serendipity, because you made sure to be there every day for when the right time came about. So it's a lot of luck. It's a lot of timing, and it's a lot of consistency and intentionality. That's it. This is why I don't think I will ever be an amazing salesperson, because I think I'm too honest. That's probably like a too big of a dig against salespeople. I think you can be absolutely a great salesperson and be totally honest. I think Todd Capone, who's come on the podcast before, He has a book called The Transparency Sale. He's all about transparency and honesty in sales. Amazing guy, amazing business. His business is called Sales Melon. I love what he's doing. But I've never been one to put much pizzazz on what I sell. I was talking to a guy yesterday who I pretty much talked him out of the sale. He was ready to work together. He said, "Let's do it, man." He says, "So what happens now?" He had a business idea, but he hadn't validated it yet. But he had the idea. This is what I think is going to happen. This is what I think I'm going to sell. I think this is going to work. And I said, "Okay, here are the things that if I were you that I'd be thinking of is who would actually buy that? And what are the steps to actually see if they do buy it?" So anyway, we finish our conversation and he goes, "Okay, Blake, so do we need to work together now? Like, do you need to send over a contract or do I need to pay an invoice? Or is this something like we should work together a little bit down the road?" And again, maybe I'm not a great sales guy, but I honestly felt like, you know, I'm uncertain about this idea. I think you should go test it first. I think before you spend any money, before you spend any more money, you should try to validate this before you hire someone else. So I turned down the sale because I knew it was the right thing to do. And in the same way, you know, when people come to me for podcast help or podcast advice, or, and I don't sell any kind of like social media stuff, anything like that, even though I'm on social media literally every day creating content. But someone will ask me, you know, "Hey, what's the secret to podcasting? How do I create a great podcast?" You know, with Podcastable, we have some great customers. We get in this conversation often and I just try to be as honest and straightforward with them. You know, when their plan is, "Hey, I want to try to do a podcast. You know, how do I make sure these 5 episodes are amazing?" I instantly reframe their thinking into, "Hey, if you're going to do podcasting, you need to ask yourself not what do 5 episodes look like. You need to ask yourself what do the first 50 look like." When it comes to social media content and someone asks, "Hey, what should I put on social media? How do I write a really great social media post?" I say typically, I don't actually get in this conversation where I can drop this often. But my answer would be, "Hey, you shouldn't be thinking about the one social media post. You should be thinking of the 10,000. What does it look like to write 10,000 social media posts?" Some of you listening probably just fell out of your chair because social media is such a gargantuan task that even writing one thing, posting one thing, takes everything out of you. I was talking to a friend of mine, and he was talking about this other guy, a friend of his, who grew his TikTok from 0 followers to 90,000 followers in something like 8 or 9 months. Pretty meaningful. It's a pretty meaningful number. So he asked his friend, "Hey, what did you do? What was the secret? What was the viral hack?" Excuse me. Well, what his friend told him was, I posted videos. I posted 7 or 8 videos a day for 9 months. And that got me to 90,000 followers. 7 to 8 videos a day. I remember being in conversations really early on in my LinkedIn experience and talking to some people. I remember having people on the podcast and asking people about, and I've had, excuse me, goodness. I've had many people on the podcast who tens of thousands of followers on LinkedIn and other platforms, people with over 100,000 followers on LinkedIn. And I always tend to ask them like, "Hey, what was your secret? What'd you do?" And I'll never forget what one person told me. She said, "You know, Blake, I finally got to the point where I was going to post once a day. And then I decided I was going to do 3 posts a day from there. And when I was posting 3 times a day, after a few months, I started to see some real momentum." I remember walking away from that thinking, there's no way I could post 3 times a day. There's no way I could do something like that. But what I admired about that person's response was the fact that there was no viral post. There was no just do this, say this. And I think sometimes we really get in the weeds on these things that just don't matter. One of the most common questions I get with podcasting is, when should I post my podcast? When should I publish it? Hey, I've heard this day is really good for podcasts. Hey, I've heard this time is really good. I'll go ahead and tell you, it doesn't matter. I have a hobbyist YouTube channel, has around maybe 15,000 subscribers on it. And similarly, I've been in this situation of, when should the video get posted? What time should it get posted? Well, YouTube has this creator series that they do. And they came out and said, hey, just so you guys can know, it literally doesn't matter when you post your YouTube video. Good content is good content. The same thing is true for your podcast. The same thing is true for your social media. The same thing is true for whatever else you do. But we hyperfixate on these things that just don't matter because they feel like they matter. It feels like it should matter when I post. It feels like it should matter, all these other things that we think matter, but it really doesn't. You know, it's social media content. Do I use emojis? Do I not even, I should put this in my title. I shouldn't do this in my title. It doesn't matter. Now, for people who are like digital marketing experts or like copywriters, you know, don't send me any hate mail. Yes, it matters a little bit. Yes, in your professional career, there are probably things that you've learned that move the needle for your customers. I don't want to knock anybody. But in terms of becoming successful, that stuff doesn't matter. I got in a conversation with the guy who's local, who's a financial advisor. He wears a shirt and a tie. He looks the part. And the question he asked at our Tuesday morning event was, should I lose the tie and do just a button down? Or should I keep the tie? And you know what my advice to him was? It doesn't matter. It does not matter. Now, within reason, I had a guy who tried to sell me something one time. We got on a video call. He was in his kitchen. He was wearing a wrinkled t-shirt. There was an open box of cereal behind him. And I was like, dude, you're going to sell me on this? And like, you got to at least look a little bit the part, right? But for the most part, it doesn't matter. It feels like it does, but it doesn't. So in the same way, my advice to you would be, instead of hyper-focusing on those things that feel like they matter, instead focus on the value of consistency, the value of showing up every day, the value of, okay, I'm going to create a plan for 10,000 social media posts. I'm going to create a plan for 50 podcast episodes. Someone gave me advice really early on in podcasting. They said, Blake, it's usually around episode 100 that you can monetize your show. And I was posting maybe once every 2 weeks. And so then I was thinking, well, if I'm posting every 2 weeks, that's 26 episodes a year. We're talking 4 years before I can monetize this thing. And so I had to make a judgment call on my timeline. We moved down to once a week, and then I started doing 2 a week. Now, every now and then we do 3 a week. You know, it's been kind of a busy season, so we haven't been able to do that. But, you know, understand ultimately that running a business is really challenging. It's really challenging. If you've been at it for a year and you haven't seen success, maybe you're not doing anything wrong. Maybe you just need some more time. I met with this former executive at J.B. Hunt. I don't remember how we connected, but I asked him just some honest advice. I said, hey, this is where I'm at. I'm not seeing the numbers. What am I doing wrong? And you know what his advice to me was? Just keep going. Just keep going. You're not doing anything wrong. It just takes time. He told me a story about an accounting firm that he had acquired. He said, Blake, it took us 2 years to get that firm to profitability. It took us 2 years. Now for you may not have 2 years, right? You may have 6 months. And that's where we get in the conversation of, don't quit your day job. Don't be embarrassed about a side hustle. Don't be ashamed of the things you have to do to make ends meet. You know, presuming you're not like a drug dealer, obviously. But if you got to make a little money on the side, you know, whatever you got to do, you got to sell some stuff in your garage. I keep making it sound like you're a drug dealer, but you get my point. You know, you got the old treadmill that you got to get rid of. Sometimes you're on that journey of you haven't hit critical mass. You haven't built the momentum you need, and it's a matter of time. I think this is one of the most challenging things as a business owner, is knowing the difference between, do I just need more time, or is there something deeply dysfunctional about my business? And the only way you can really know that is by asking your customers, talking to your customers. Do your customers like you? Are they happy with you? Are they happy with the product? Are people referring more business to you? If the answer is yes, you're probably onto something. If the answer is no, there may be something broken. Big questions for your business, and it's a lot to think about. But don't forget, it does take time, so it's all the more important to focus on that consistency than anything else. Hey, today's good advice episode, I really appreciate you all tuning into it and listening and following and subscribing to the podcast. We'll catch you next time on our next episode. We're going to talk about some of those other topics that I brought up in our intro, but I do appreciate you listening. Thanks again. That's today's good advice. I'll see you later.